go. Ready? So last time we discussed the question raised by Kiva Eger, the end of the Siman. Our Siman praised Zion at the very end of the Siman, which brought us into the discussion that I really wanted to develop today. The question of what the nature of the Isser Bas B'Cholav is. Is it the Isser B'Fnei Atzmo? Isser Machmas Hatzor, Isser Machmas Balua. Just the language of the Shulchan Aruch, just to clarify. The language of the Shulchan Aruch in our Sifur Sifalev is, it's based on the Rashba, is the Torah Sabayis, is V'hotzi achila b'moshe b'yishu l'omar she'eino osim in Torah ela derech b'yishu. V'gabon aros v'chol v'inyin. So what does it mean? What happens when there's derech b'yishu? What takes place? So we mentioned last time the sugi and chulan daf kufches m'beis. I'm sorry, daf kufches m'beis. The Gemara there discusses the issue of Efshar Sokhto. So just to go over what that means and the relation between that and the concept of Kicha Nasis Nevela, which is very important for us. The Sugya says over there that when you have a milk to sell into the meat, you have a people's cholof shenoflon onto the boser, so that's the Mishnah Kukhes Amarat, we saw already many times, but on the base, one of the things that the Gemara discusses is what happens, the question of Efshel Sokta, also Efshel Sokta Mutter. The basic idea is, what is the status now, once that milk becomes mixed or influenced, if you will, by the meat, so what's the status of that Tipa Eschola? So, Kolzman, there's no Shishim, good, so that's an Issa Mosa B'Cholo. But what happens, let's say I have this milk falls into the pot, the 30 an ounce of milk falls into 30 ounces of meat, so that's not enough, that's not Shishim. Now the milk is also as Bas V'Cholav. Good. But what happens now if there's more meat falls in, more meat comes in, now I have Shishim. So do we say, now in effect, you can isolate that milk, now there is enough meat against that milk. But we say, no, Efshel Sokta also, even if it's too late, because it's already taken on a new shame on Bas V'Cholav. That was the issue that we left open at the end last time. Just to go over what I spoke about earlier, so we had a question of Rekiva Eger regarding a Mamet Dvina Ba'or Keva, the way you make cheese. Explain, you put the milk inside the lining of an animal, the animal's stomach, and that has an enzyme called rennet, which acts on the cheese and makes it curdle, and so on. So the chora, there should be a problem of bas v'cholav, because the skin, the lining of the stomach, that's meat, that's part of the animal. And so the question is, why is that not a din of bas v'cholav? Rabbi Kiva Eger wonders, at the end of our siman, Kedushim and the Sifur Aleph, wonders why not say that the cholav will go into the keva, the milk, you know, the milk in this keva, in this lining, and it's going to now, this milk, in, you know, it's going to go back and forth, so to speak, it's going to absorb, it's going to contact with the basar, it's going to ask all the rest of the milk. So basically what the Kiva Eger ended by saying was that by bas v'cholav drabbanan, we don't apply this principle, chaticha nasis nevela. Again, Rosh, I mean the following. That sugya speaks Efshel Sokta, right? Efshel Sokta Osir means that even if I have milk that was mixed with 1 ounce of milk that was mixed with 30 ounces of meat, so we say that's Bas V'Cholav now because there's not enough, there's not Shishim against that cholav. We say that even if now later on there'll be more, another 30 ounces of meat doesn't help. That's Efshel Sokta, that milk is still going to be Osir. But Chaticha Nas is the Vela, which in effect is built on Efshel Sokta. It's almost sometimes the concept is interchangeable. It's not quite an interchangeable term, but it grows. In other words, it's an extension of it. What Chaticha Nas Nevela mean that all 30 of those pieces of meat, that all 30 ounces of those of the meat, also became also as Bas V'Cholav. So now, that whole pot, or that whole piece of meat, whatever it is, now becomes the Chetz of Nevela. Again, I explained yesterday, Nevela doesn't mean Nevela in the technical sense of Nevela, but rather Nevela in the sense of something that's hard to eat. It takes on the din of Bas V'Cholav. So now you need Shishim against that whole visit. Whatever it is, 60 times, 60 ounces times the 30 ounces. Well, I guess it's 31 ounces, including 1 ounce of milk. So it'd be 60 times 31. I guess that's 60 times 30. 60 times 31, because you've got to include the 1 ounce of milk. So then you have, okay. So the question is on a Drabbanan level, what about Bas V'Cholav Drabbanan? So what Rekiva Eger posited was that based on that sugya, Kiva Eger posited that the machlokas the mechaber ramor, and if the mechaber holds that chaticha nasavero by drabbanon, we don't say that. Like when it's bas mechaber drabbanon, then we don't view, we don't say the whole thing is considered to be a nasav nevela, and the ramoy suggests disagree. Explained that's what the Kivayg was wondering why the mechaber says, and that's over there in Siman Pei Zayin. It says that it goes based on Tom.
Okay.
And the Shach in Sukkot Lam Dalet says that that's the Mechaber L'Shitoso, that we follow the Tom and taste it, you have a non-Jew taste it. But according to us, the Ramah, who says later in the beginning of Vilchus Tarobas, like we saw already a couple of times, you don't rely on the Tumas Kreda, we always do Shishin. The Ramah will say Shishin, they do it. The Ramah doesn't mention it here. If Vegas says no, the reason Ramah doesn't mention it here is because Ramah holds, the Mechaber holds, we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. If you say chaticha nas nevela, so then the milk is going to be, what are you tasting? The milk that was in the cave, the milk here, it's all one thing, it's a chaticha nas nevela, and there's no tima. How's tima going to help? It's all the same, it's me, you know? And the Ramah holds, by Bosu Chalabana, we do say chaticha nas nevela, and but not, the reason you can't taste it is because it's chaticha nas nevela, it's not only taste, it's all the same min. So therefore, that's why, not because he doesn't hold the tima's nevela. Okay, that was the back, and that's the key thing we saw it yesterday. But what is the swara? Look at today. What exactly is the swara? Why should there be a difference when it comes to the rise of Rabbanan? What's this whole chaticha nas nevela by Moshe Chalav about? So we started to look at last time, and we saw the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches. So the Gemara on the base also hope you have a chance to look at it. Where the Rav Soloveitchik explained it is the following. So just to clarify, when you have it in the keva, you have it in the stomach, in the stomach, the milk that was inside the stomach is not considered a chatichas osur. It's going to asin on the gvina. That's the swara of that side.
Okay.
But what does Soloveitchik say? This again is printed in that sefer as well. He says there's two ways to look at the din of chaticha nasis nevela. There's two ways to understand the din. Okay. And really the whole din of basu b'chalav. On one side, we can say that basu b'chalav is a new entity. It's a new item. Right. When you have milk and nina cooked together, the result is a new item, a sui generis product, now called basar bichol. It's a totally new chetz of iser, okay? And that's how we stress, that's basar bichol, not basar bichol, meat and milk mixed together. It's a new item called meat milk. It's a brand new item. It's not meat and milk. It's a new item. A new halachic item called basar bichol. It's not basar that has milk in it. It's not pshat, it's a piece of meat, which has a blia, as an absorbed flavor of challah or milk that is surrounded by meat or whatever, that's what it is. That would be called basar v'challah. I have a piece of meat, there's some milk in it, that's called basar v'challah. But that's, according to this side, that's not what happens. One way to look at it, that's not what happens. When you have meat and milk cooked together, derek bishol asutara, right? And again, as the Mechaber says here, v'hotzi achil loshem bishol loshem asutara, derek bishol. What happens, you cook meat and milk together, the resulting product is a new compound. A new scientific compound called basar bichol. Okay, it's not basar bichol. Okay, the chetzer is a new item. Basar bichol over the vav, that'll be a regular tarovitz. It's a regular tarovitz, a regular mixture. Now it happens to be, you could look at it that way. That's the second side. No, it's a regular tarovitz. It's like you have kosher meat and chazer mixed together. When you have kosher meat and chazer mixed together, we don't say that the resulting product is a new item. It's not a new item. It's kosher meat with the chazer flavor. It's not a brand new item. Okay? Pork and meat. That vegetable that was influenced by him, that vegetables were cooked with pork. So the result is called pork and meat. It's not a new item. It's two different things. It's an item with a blia of an iser. Okay? That's my regular tarot. Now, it happens to be, you can look at basar b'chalav that way too. The only thing is that basar b'chalav has certain chumras that other tarots don't have. So basar b'chalav happens also to be asur bishul, it's asur b'hanah. Okay, we'll say on a deraisa level, chaticha nasas nevela, we'll consider the whole piece as one. But even if you consider the whole piece as one unit, it doesn't mean it's a new halakhic unit. It's a kosher food that has a bli of iser. It's two separate items, remain two separate items. Okay, it just happens to be, again, there are certain chumras. Okay, tam kikur will be deraisa in it, right? And the whole thing now becomes a double osir. Yeah, but it's still, in its essence, it's still a tarovas, and it's not a new item. We'll see it halakhic nafim. Okay, kosher meat that has pork in it. It's a new item, like I say, pork or vegetables that have a tamis of pork and beans. Okay, now. So I'm going to say the two sides. Really, again, a way to remember it, if it helps you, is really the Isser Basar Bichalov or Basar Vichalov. Basar Bichalov is a new entity. The Vav is just and. It's meat and milk. It's pork and beans. It's straight meat and kosher meat. Now that's a regular tarubis in regular picture. Or no, is there this brand new entity called Basar Bichalov. Okay, now. If you look at it as kind of a new compound, it's like something new that's created Yesh Me'ayim. So it doesn't have a previous history. We're going to see what difference that makes. Hopefully, get to it today. Certainly, something. Hopefully, today. Whatever happened before, it doesn't matter. Now there's this new item. So just to look at it from a practical decision, let's say I have 9 kazaisim of vegetables. Okay, one kazaisim of isser of chazer fat falls in. Okay. So if we're going to say chaticha nasis nevela, okay, so now I have 10 kizaisim of iser, right? The whole thing is off. So I have 10 kizaisim of iser, okay? And the regular tarot is darbonabas, rechal will be the rice and so on. But that's still a mixture, it's a compound of, you know, if it's a regular tarot, it's now a compound that's awesome. That'll be basar bichal. However, if you understand that the din is basar bichal, I now have 11 ounces of a new item called basar bichal. You follow? I'm just trying to explain it. You follow the difference? It's not that. Before I had 10 ounces of vegetables, little chazer, and okay, so now I have 11 ounces of a davar hasar. But it's still basically vegetables and chazer fat. But here, with basar bichal, I have now a new item. I have an 11-ounce item of a new iser called basar bichal. Okay? Now, hold that thought, and I'll explain certain things. If you take a look in the Chiddush HaRitvah, in the sheet of the Chiddush HaRitvah there, in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chesem Aleph. Okay, the Ritvah there says that, he says that Basar, which again, in the case is that the milk fell into meat, right? So he says, we're going to treat the meat as the Nevela Mamish, okay? And the Nafkamina will be, kind of, Aser, the rest of the piece of meat in a pot. You have a big pot of meat, you have hot meat, cooking, and the milk spills on one piece of the meat. So now what happens to the rest of the pieces of the meat that are in the pot? We understand that one piece of meat is going to be usher, chaticha, nasis, nevela, fine. You're not going to say, well, we only have to isolate the one little part where the milk fell. Okay, the whole piece now becomes usher. Good. But what happens to the rest of the meat in the pot? But is the rest of the meat in the pot impacted by this piece of meat? So the sugi, if you saw it, Kuf Chesem Beis, pots were different. Did you stir it? Did you cover the pot? And so on and so forth. I'm going to have to relate to the discussion. So the Ritva says that if you did not, quotes the Balei HaTosfos, actually before we had seen the Ritva, actually really looked at Tosfos. Put that on the sheet, I think I did. If you take a look at the Tosfos there, you know, that's the Tifas Chol. Kuf Chesem Rav. To see that Tosis, I forget back to the book. He says, "Dibro Asel Tipos Chol." The Tosis says, "Tipos Chol Shenofa Chatichas Bosim Yesh Menos and Tabos." That's the mission. Naseres Kishatichah Chatichah Kula Chutz LeRoach Tagri. As we're talking about where this Chatichah stuck out from the sauce from the gravy. Can we pergi lachem? Ulechach Misharinan Baosah Chatichah Levata Latipa Below Bashar Chatichos. Okay. We only look at that chaticha, mishum the cholav mefapel kol chaticha, right? The milk spreads throughout the whole meat. It's not a matter of only looking at the one spot of that piece of meat where the milk happened to fall. But ve'ein mefapel mechaticha lechaverto, but we don't have to consider the fact that maybe the milk spread from that meat to the piece of meat next to it in the pot. Ela ayidei nior v'kisi, unless what? You stir the pot around, now you move that piece of milk, which was now interacting with the piece of meat that it fell on, and now you're stirring it around, and okay, now it's influencing all the other pieces, right? Near, or the kisa, if you cut it up, you cover it up, so it's the gradients on, okay? Then, can I mean it more? Elam elonir kala, my kala, this is people of all of Nifl and fine, that's how he learns the Gemara later on. So according to what comes out from Tosis, okay, the chaticha, there's nothing, so to speak, that can move, what's the issue here? The piece of milk, the drop of milk went into the meat, and now that drop of milk is basar b'chol. But we're not worried if there's no gravy, if there's no means of moving the milk around to the other piece of meat. We assume that the other piece of meat are not going to be impacted. That's what Tosfos says. Okay? Unless you stirred it and moved it around. Okay? Because what happens is there's a belia. The chalav is a belia. And it makes that whole piece of meat into a chatichas nevela. But as far as the other piece, if you didn't stir it around, it doesn't asa the other pieces. Because the first piece is not also machmas hatzma. It's only machmas the milk in it. In other words, it's true that this other piece of meat is the first piece of meat on which the milk landed is touching the other pieces. But there's nothing wrong per se with that piece of meat. That piece of meat, the meat on which the milk initially landed, that piece of meat became us only because it has an absorption of milk, but it's not enough to us to the other piece of meat. Because what's other liquid have to spread to the other piece? That meat happened to touch another piece of meat. There's nothing wrong per se with that piece of meat by itself. It's not also machmas atzma, it's also machmas belua. That's the sheet of Tosis. Okay, everyone follow that? That's the opinion of Tosis. Unless there's some gravy, there's roteb, that, you know, now it's cooking around and things are, molecules are moving and so on and so forth, that can move that milk that landed on a piece of meat and have it now spread around and impact the other piece of meat, then you have a problem. Then you're, but without that, you don't. Yeah.
It's also saying that the muffin that's on the shelf, that would still be a problem to touch the whole
chaticha now. The whole chaticha is awesome. The whole chaticha is going to be awesome, no doubt. The other chaticha won't be.
But I'm saying, is it because of Kanan?
Right. Even if you say Hanan, it's also regarding that piece itself. Okay, now the truth of the matter is it touches the other piece of it, the klipa, the part that it touches, you can cut off and so on, but it won't answer the rest, it won't make the rest into the video. I don't think so. Unless it's touching the milk. No, if it's touching the cholos. I don't think so. I think that's a toss. Now, the Ritva quotes the Sheikh of Tosfos, the Ritva disagrees. Okay, the Ritva quotes from the Ritva, okay? You don't stir the pot, so there's nothing to move that piece of chalav around. Okay, and the Bliya does not, that's the Lashon, and the Rishonim have that ain't Bliya, without rotem, without gravy, without sauce, you can't move, the Bliya doesn't get to move around. Okay? And therefore, it's the maximum today klipa, because the whole Chaticha that became also because of the Bliya Sisser doesn't answer the side piece without that because the plate that doesn't expel without gravy to get it around. Okay, however, so what comes out therefore is that according to the Balei Tosfos, the meat on which the challah fell, that's usur machmas blias isur. Okay, and therefore the isur is called an isur balua, and an isur balua can't spread to the other pieces without any means of making it spread, stirring it or gravy or something along those lines. However, the Ritva himself disagrees. The Ritva says, no, once we say Chaticha Nasas Nevela, in his opinion, then whatever now comes out of that meat, so to speak, the meat itself, that piece of meat itself has the capacity, even without gravy, even because that meat now touches other pieces, that meat will asur the other pieces. Because that meat itself, now anything that comes, the flavor of the meat itself, because what we initially, according to Tosfos, worry about the flavor of that milk, right? How does the flavor of the milk not going to be able to spread to the other piece of meat without gravy? But according to the Ritva, that piece of meat itself, the flavor of that piece of meat itself is now awesome. And therefore, that flavor itself, even if none of the milk, none of the milk that fell in spread to the other pieces. But according to the Ritva, it doesn't matter. Because the flavor of that piece of meat spread to the other pieces, right? The flavor that meat is mixed in with the other piece of meat, so whatever comes out of that meat, any flavor of that piece of meat is also going to asin, okay? Because it's chaticha nasin the vela. So therefore, it's not just a matter of the milk that fell in; the piece of meat now became asin, and that's what the Ritva writes. Zechein das Rabbeinu Hagadol, that's the Ramban, hold the same way. In other words, what's the Ritva saying? The Ritva seems to understand that once you say Chaticha Nasas Nevela, which we do say by Bas Bechol, everyone agrees, now this piece of meat is Asur Machmas Atzma. It's not Asur Machmas of Bli. It started with a Bli of milk, but the result of the Bli of milk is that now this whole piece, whatever now is in this piece, is called what? Bas Bechol. Right? So and the flavor of the meat alone is called Bas Bechol. Even without the liquid spreading, the flavor of this meat itself is called basal chol. You understand? That's how the ritual went. That's the makom kushishon. Yeah.
From the,
it's gonna be yes. Actually, yes. And we'll also yes. We'll be, yeah. If it doesn't, if there's not enough against it to knock it out, it's not shishim against that tam. Yes. That tam is a tam of basal chol because he holds that the iser of basal chol is new creation. It's a new entity called basal chol. Right, there wasn't enough in that piece of meat to knock out the bli of the challah. Okay, so now the whole piece of meat—that's how you understand chaticha nasra. The whole piece of meat now becomes nidon as basar b'chol, new entity, brand new halachic entity called basar b'chol, and therefore whatever comes out, the flavor of that meat alone is called the basar b'chol flavor. And that's how the Ramban says also. Okay, the Ramban, when the Ritva first, the Rabbeinu Hagadol, he means the Ramban. Okay. Back in 21. Okay. Again, I'm going to read inside. You can see the Chiddush Ramban over there, including the Ramban Salema. Same Omer, Chuches Menal. Okay. Ramban also. Okay. He also presents Shitas Tosas. He thinks Rashi disagrees with Tosas. Rashi Shitas Papa. Questionable. But again, Ramban himself certainly holds, like Rashi, like the Ritva, like he says Rashi holds, like the Ritva holds. Okay, that we say, since we say Chaticha Nas is Nevela, then the whole piece asers in his language is the Basar Shabonami Isur Gomer who can Nevela. Okay, you find that line. I think that's his language. But the meat itself, the whole piece of meat, is now labeled as Nevela, and therefore is going to answer like the Ritva says. However, the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba, both in the Chiddush Rashba on that page, including Kuf Ches Min Aleph, the Dibur Matzil Omar Rab, and the Rashba on the Torah's Abayas by Dal Charan Aleph page Ches on the page Ches Min Aleph. In both places, the Rashba agrees with Tosfos that no, okay, the Chaticha is only going to be Osir Machmas Bliya Sa'isir, okay, and that's only going to impact the rest if you have gravy, okay. So therefore, if the Tipas Cholo fell on the chaticha, it doesn't go out to impact the other chatichos without gravy. That's like Tosa said. And that's what it says in the Torah Sabbath. We won't get to the short more there. Okay? You want to look at it more briefly? You can look at 23. Elevada shaminam de ain chaticha shenesha machmatulis isur oseris chatichas heta shetzla mafilu shtein chamos. I mean, they're both hot. They're in the same pot. See the Rosh Boaz saying, you can see it a little more clear in the Torah Sabbath. You don't want to read the whole Kedusha Rosh Boaz. It's the same sort. Now let's see in 23. Notice that he calls it a it doesn't aser chatichas heter she'etzla a kosher piece of meat next to it, even they're both hot and so on and so forth. Even though, please don't mix up. There's no argument about chaticha nasas nevela. There's no argument that piece of meat itself, that whole piece of meat, is now usher. There's no argument about that. And it's the rice. Chaticha nasas nevela mean, again, nevela, a borrowed term or a generic term, you meaning usher. There's no doubt about that. We call it sometimes chanan, right? But for short, chaticha nasas nevela. So there's no argument about that. The Rashba doesn't disagree with that. He says, afilu masha omru chaticha asas nasas nevela, b'kibos b'chol b'chol shemim b'sharizum, and so on. But nonetheless, he says, "Dila olam." Again, the third line there, 23. Ein chaticha shenesra machmas b'lias iser oseres chaticha heta she'etzla. Here's the language: "Lefisha ein habliya haleches mechaticha lechaticha she'etzla elam ken yoshri is wrote that." There's got to be some gravy. There's got to be some liquid or something, or if you're stirring it and so on and so forth, that moves it around. And the last words is because it can't go. Says, it can't go by itself, right? It has to be stirred around. So that's what the Rashba writes over there in the Taurus Abayas. In the regular edition of the Taurus Abayas, you have on the side, sort of called the Bayas HaKotzer, okay, a short version. He says it again, 24. I want you to see the lashon so you can get a clue. He says, Chaticha Shenesra, 24. Chaticha Shenesra Machmas Shekib Lotam in Mokom Acher. Eino oseres habrusel, afo pishen o gas behen, kishe shtein chamos, vafilu nitzlen shtein kachan, they were all roasted together in the same pot. Veno gas zuba zuba shor shen o gabei, they're touching each other. Shehadomar habalua, eino yotze mechaticha lechaticha, they wrote it. Okay? He says an interesting thing, because you want to say it's a klipa, so a klipa can be never end. Because this, what does klipa mean? It's a peel, right? Like a shell, the outer layer. Okay, but the outer layer touches the next outer layer. Outer layer is always touching, as we mentioned. Okay, now, then he says, amen, the second paragraph of the 24, amen, mama murim, right? And by the way, back in the first paragraph, it's about filu hoysa chatichos after shmeina. This is involvement based on and off in the bias and cuts in the regular Torah supplies. Okay, the main part is involvement based. And if you have time to look it over, look it up in the regular Torah supplies. You see, it's very clear, very clear. It's very clearly presented, the whole thing. So he says, it's fat, and this and that, but it doesn't matter. In the second paragraph, then certain things, they really, okay, it depends, if it's fat, and it moves around, and so on. In any event, we'll look at the last words of the Rashba there. He says, even though we said chaticha nasis nevela, look at the last few words of the Rashba there, lo asa'ua ki nevela atzma l'davar zeh. We don't take that phrase, chaticha atzma nasis nevela, so far that it's mamish nasis nevela, it impacts the other thing, as its own entity. But the Rashba is clearly saying, that no, there's no new entity here. When we say chaticha nasis nevela, it's insofar as the whole piece is also, and so on and so forth. Again, he doesn't deny the concept of chaticha nasis nevela. It's certainly not by Boss Bechol. Everyone agrees to it. That's what we'll learn later. It's machlokas by Shartar, but not by Boss Bechol. But he says, look at his words, lo asua ki nevela atzma lo dovers that. When we say chaticha atzma nasis nevela, so that has to do with shishim against it and other things, but it's not. In other words, you measure against the whole piece of meat, not just against the bleeder. That's chaticha nasis nevela, agree. But not with Dover Zed. Not to say that now this is going to ask the other things without gravy, that the bleeder is going to travel without gravy. Man, the taste of our sport says no. So basically, yeah, it's a question.
Is it not
called
the seas if there isn't
No, the question is halakha. No, the question is to be halakhically whether we'll treat whatever comes out of the meat as an isser basar cholam. Oh, you're asking, you want to trace it and see if there's a flavor of milk in it. That's what you're asking. So let's say we can trace it and see, does it later, the third piece of meat or the fifth piece of meat, have the... I would say that it doesn't matter, because even if it does... No, I don't think it matters, because even if it doesn't have the flavor of the milk per se, but that original piece of meat that the milk Leah fell into, whatever comes out of that piece of meat is now halachically called bas v'cholam. Even if it may not have the flavor of the milk, but if it's already an entity, this, that's what I'm saying. It's a new entity called what? I would think so. You follow? So anyway, and again, by the way, the Ra'or, 25, and the Beder Kabbayis, the Ra'or disagrees with the Rashba. Right? The Beder Kabbayis, he disagrees with the Rashba. And he says, no, the whole Chaticha is called Chaticha Nasa Nevela, and Ataka Asa is the rest of them. So basically, it boils down to Machokas Rishonim. Plain old Machokas Rishonim. Right? I do want to mention, let's put it on the sheets, again, just to be fully honest, there is a little bit of a difficulty in the Rashba. I wrote it down in the Rashba earlier, in the side, Rashba does have a Lashon. I wrote it down over here, look on the base. He has a Lashon. Ain kan iser meurav l'tol cheter ela kol echad v'echad dagu v'ne atzro v'tarubos ha'osar to v'chozer ha'kol k'guf echad shal iser v'harei ze k'vosu v'cholav v'cholav v'vosu. Sounds like he holds there. It sounds like a little bit of a stira to what we just said. I have to be honest. A little bit earlier, I'm going to point my notes here. I forgot to look it up before. I didn't know time, but on Ham and Babes, okay, the Rashba in his introduction does say words will be beautiful if the Ra'o said it, or the other Rishon said it. Well, it comes out of Strickland's theory, but I don't know. If you have time, look it up and see, give me a better list of what the Rashba means today. I just want to be fully honest. Okay, now if you look in the Rashba at the beginning of that conversation, the beginning of this piece there, it seems to say that it is a new entity. But we're going to assume the way it says it, the Kedusha Rashba, Arashba, and the regular Torah Sabbath, and then the end of the Bias HaKotz. I just want to be, intellectually honest. But Lamaisa, it turns out it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Okay, if you want to see, it's important to take a look, just to be aware of this, and you have some free time, you want to chazer these inyanim, of Parakalav, the Ran, in his commentary to the Rif, in the back of the Rif, on top of them, Gimel of an Aleph. The Ran seems to, so to speak, to skip certain inyanim that relate to this subject in his commentary. Oh, the Ran didn't have too much to say about it, but he does. At the very end of Parakal Abosar, then Gimel of an Aleph, in the pages of the Rif, that bare Rif, at the end of the parak, after the Rif, on Kalabosar, the Ran has, you can see over here, a long paragraph that goes through these inyanim, some of the other things discussed, so including this one. So the Ran, if you want to see it, it's a Ran writes to the political court. It's a pretty good summary. He basically presents both sides, that the chaticha upon which the tipa of chala fell is usher benosin tam and so on, but it only ashes the rest of the pieces if you stirred it or if there's some gravy and so on. Okay? And again, because we say efshel sof usher, and I know that it's chaticha not nevel, nobody argues, and that's the opinion of Tosin and the Rashba, but the Ran himself seems to side with the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ra'ah and the Bene Kabayas, which seems to be the majority. Okay? That the chaticha will answer all of them, even if it didn't stir it, okay, because the plate or whatever comes out of that meat, like I was saying before, that already is usher by itself, not because of the blia, okay, but that's how they learn what chaticha nasta means, like it's spreading without rotev, and that which the Gemara talked about, kisui and so on and so forth, for different reason, that was only made. The Ran says, because well, the Gemara seems to say, why does the Gemara say it's only a problem if you cover it or if you stir it? Because that would, he suggests, does the Ran, that was only talking if you hold that Efshel Sof to Mutter, that you don't say that. We don't hold like that. Anyway, that's how the Ran went. If you want to look at it, you can take a look. Okay. So comes out of both sides, and Machlokas Rishonim. According to Rashbo and Tosis, the Chaticha, which has Bosom Cholov, is Usher as a Blia. It's a piece of meat with a Blia of milk in it, right? The Teta with the Visser in it, okay? And it's not going to spread to anything else without Rota, but according to the Ritva, the Ramban, the Ra'or, the Ran, the whole chaticha does answer others because once we say chaticha nas nevela, now that whole piece becomes its own entity, and whatever can come out, that's going to be called the isser and so on. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Okay, Rambam. Parak Tes. By the way, everyone got the machlokas Rishonim now? Yeah.
Is Rabbi saying that also what
Rav
was saying about creating a new entity?
Yeah. I'm going to punch it out soon, but I think in a simple level, yes. I think according to those Rov Rishonim, not the Tosis and not the Rashba, but according to Rov Rishonim, the point is that we now have a new entity called Bas V'Cholah, right? So that new entity now will transmit that Bas V'Cholah to all the other pieces of meat. Without Rotev, it's in a pot, so it's, you only need Rotev to take the liquid from one place to another, but it's not a matter of the liquid, the whole piece of meat. That's a new entity. But it's also just as acceptable, and that's why Tosin and Rashba hold like that, it's not a new entity called Basar V'Cholav. Really, it's Basar V'Cholav. It's really meat, milk together, like pork and meat. It's like other Yisurim. Right, yeah.
So the Ritva and Ran all say that that which is Rashi on the Gemara?
So the Ramban tries to say that's Rashi Shita. I don't go into it now. The Ramban says it's Rashi. I'm not sure it's as clear as we would like it to be. The Ramban, though, says that Shita's Rashi, yes. Okay? I'm not arguing about it. I'm not you can definitely read it. That's how he reads it. If you press against the wall, I don't know you have to be right. But that's what he said. You'll look it up. Okay, anyway, take a look at the Rambam in Perek Tes. Obviously, it was Machalos Asuras. Halacha Tes. See what the Rambam agrees with. Fine. Here we go. Okay, Paraktes halacha test. Nafal cholov l'toch k'deira shel basar. Tor min es hachaticha she nafal olav cholov. Aleha cholov. Im ein bo tam cholov akol mutum. Yesh b'chaticha tam cholov. Afal pi she im tisachet hachaticha lo yishar bo tam cholov yesh bo ato tam cholov nesro osat hachaticha o misharinan b'kula. Right? Even if you can isolate, Efshul Softa also, the Rambam says, it doesn't matter, the whole thing is also Misharina Bekulam. Okay, now, in Hoya Bekol Sheish Bekderim, and Achatichos Vayarek, Amorek, Patavim, Kedei Shiti Chatichos Zuech, Mishishim, and Akol, Achatichos Suv, and Shar Mutter. If the rest of the pot overwhelms that piece of meat, so that piece of meat will be the rest of the pot is good. Well, what comes out from the first part of the Rambam? It appears the Rambam is agreeing with those Rov Rishonim, if a piece of milk falls into the Erishol Basar, if that piece of meat has tam cholam, right? That's the tam in esachaticha. Shenafol lecholam. Im ein bo tam cholam lakomut. Fine. But if yesh bechaticha tam cholam, okay, that piece of meat has the flavor of milk, right? We'll learn shishim, less than shishim, right? The Rambam is the Machaber like the Rambam, even scale of it, without going to that, right? In other words, the drop of milk is enough to impact that small piece of meat, right? That meatball or whatever it landed on. So the Rambam says, even if now you can isolate the whole piece of meat becomes aser, which would seem to point what's neser osa chaticha, and you have to measure against the whole thing. The Rambam says not, it goes against the entire chaticha. Now, that's in the halacha test. In halacha yud, the Rambam writes, talks about near and kisu. Okay, while you're not pressed to say it, it appears that the Rambam is saying you have to consider the entire chaticha. I think it's pretty clear. You consider the entire chaticha, and even without stirring, even without mixing, and even without rotev, that chaticha, you have to measure against that entire chaticha from the whole pot. In other words, the Rambam seems to be holding, not like Tosis in the Rashba, but like the Ran and the Rav and the Torah and the Ban, that, you know, the whole thing now, that whole piece of meat can impact, he doesn't speak about that the Bliya has moved around through so and so forth. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid here says, Omar Ram, Ein an Omar King, Shalosh Shamanu, Kola Chaticha, Atzma, Nasa, Tavela, Ladaz, Yehuda, the Machmer Min, Vina, Abel, Rabon, Lo, will give our call him, Lo, Nier, Klau, Ein Shar Chatichos, Nesoros. Well, Ravid says the other way. Ravid says, no, the rest of the piece are not going to become also because of this meat. Right? So it boils down to, again, the same machlokes we showed him. So now it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid as well. Ravid says the only way you can get that milk stirred around to impact the other pieces is what? If you stir it around, Takin. Okay? Whereas the Rambam says you consider the whole chaticha. So I printed a page of Chaim, Shadushim Chaim, on this Rambam. Parak test, I love it. That's the quote from Ravid. So just look at you have it in front of you, look at the last paragraph. So the Nira Lomar, says the Chaim, let's see it. Time to go over, look it over. Nira Lomar, Dihine Yisoda Machlokes Shal Haramam Haravidi, Behad Mavur Bechulan Daf Kukhez, Nefshul Sokos, everything we said. The Das Harambam, he, Mishum de Mishenaser Bosar Becholot, Nasar Guf HaBosar, Veguf HaCholot. Rav Chaim says it in his clear, analytical, precise, brisker style, right? What happens is, we'll read the words again, the Das HaRambam hi, Mishum de Mishenase Basar B'Cholot, Nasar Guf HaBasar, V'Guf HaCholot. The meat and the milk become Chefzes of Isser. Okay? The Nas and Atzmo Shel Isser, they themselves are now Osir. V'Af Inhi Pared Achar Kach HaBasar B'Cholot, even if now, through cooking, the milk now comes out of that original piece of meat and starts looking around and goes to other places in the pot, and it's not even in that piece of meat anymore, it doesn't matter. That piece of meat has now been labeled, it's usher. Okay, it's usher. The Afrikhav as well as Zemi said, Gamkein hein Atzman shel Isser. In other words, what does it mean, Atzman shel Isser? It's a new chetz of Isser. It's basar b'cholov, and that's it. It's not going to change. It's now called basar b'cholov. The meat and the milk independently are called basar b'cholov. Das haravidi, the einan asurin elakol zman shein biyachad basar b'cholov. Says the ravid, no. And by the way, the Rambam shita seems to me is the same as the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rav, the Ran. Right, that's the same shita. Whereas the ravid, holding like perhaps Tosis and the Rashba. Chaim's languages, but Das Haravidi, the Ein and Asur now Ela Kolzman Shein Biyachad Basar B'Cholov. Aval Kish called Efshel Afrida, right? Aval Kish is Pardu Zemizeh Chozul HaTeren. Yafagav Mishen Biyachad Kolechad Neat Maviyat Zemizer Mikomok Mishkin Star Kish is Pardu Pokom Inayu Din Basar B'Cholov Chozul HaTeren. Notes now that it comes out of the pot, so now you don't have to be Mishar against the Now you have a pot of meat, right? Remember, the whole thing started with a big pot of meat. So some milk fell in. Now you stir it, so what happens? You move the milk to the other pieces, okay? So now, by moving the milk to the other pieces, if you stir it, tzedakah, now you're spreading the milk to the other piece of meat. It's not shishim, it's going to ask the other piece of meat. But the original piece of meat itself is not going to ask anything else. Nothing also about the piece of meat itself. As that when it has cholov in it, so it's taka bas cholov. But this we call efshel hafrido. In this language, we can talk about efshel salt, but it's efshel hafrido. You can separate. And that's what the rabbi said, and that's why he said it. Below near, akak, sakadera, he didn't stir it, so then, mishum de below near, ain't tam achalom yotze, vishar hatichos. Mishum de ain't balua yotze, below rotev, right? The balua, the tam balua, is not going to go out to the other piece of meat in the absence of gravy. Hare de bina, dafka tam achalom lesser hatichos. You need the milk to ask the other hatichos. But the fact that this meat is interacting with the other piece of meat in the cooking pot, what's the matter? There's nothing wrong with the meat. Okay, that's the opinion of the rabbi. If he's there, if he did arrive at the boss of Chol of Chosin Ateir, he came, hard to ask yourself to usher, ain't the Mishum Nas in the Veil of Davi Etzim Eser. Okay, he has a different understanding of what happened to Chatikha Nas in the Veil. He doesn't say the way the Rosh Boss said it was. We say chatichos nasis nevela, but not for this. Right? That was the lashon of Rashi we saw in the Torah Sabbai. It's chaticha nas nevela, but we don't go so far as to say it's nevela for this. Kind of a different, it's really a different formulation. But in any event, that's the that's how Chaim learns up the machlokas, and then that's you know that's the same way we've been saying. And the Rav said, yes, the idea of Efshel Sokto Usr, that's the rabbi will say, the Chaim saying the way we said the other Mishnah. That's on that piece of meat itself. That's on that piece of meat itself. But not now, not that you'll have to now say that that piece of meat itself is going to have to weigh against all the other pieces in the C60 against that piece of meat from all the other pieces of meat. Okay. Now, so the Rav said that it's clear that the Rambam holds like the Rav, and the Rambam like the Rav Rishonim. And again, the Rav explained it. The svara is that according to the Rashba and those with him, when you have Basakal come back to your point, the svara is that when you have Basakal, according to Rashba, and we're saying that that's also the Balayatosis, perhaps the Raivid also, it's you have now Issa Balua, right? You have Dabar Mutter, you have with Hassabli Assisarim, like any other Torahs. But according to the Rav, the Rambam, then, as most are shown, they say the fact that you have Bas V'Cholot together, now there's a new entity called Bas V'Cholot. Okay? Does everyone get that? Now let's come back. Everyone with that? That's the idea. Now, above, we talked about yesterday a little bit, the beginning today, so we said that according to the Taz, the Sinsari Sikot and Dalai, the Aramachlokas, the Rav and the Rashba, regarding something yesterday, around the Kacham, remember the Utter? Okay, the Aramachlokas yesterday, between the Rav and the Rashba, with the sin of kachal, they argued about the kachal, which was cooked with other meat. And we said, remember yesterday, if you remember correctly, we said that you only need 59 against the kachal, a special din. You don't have to have shish meat 59 because the kachal itself counts against itself, so to speak. The kachal has milk in it. We said that the milk is in the crevices, in the walls, a little bit of the udder is full of milk all the time. So the way the milk is inside the crevices of the udder. So whatever so the din is, and now the kachal is bottle of shishim, but it includes the kachal itself. You're only 59. And then we discuss what if the kachal now gets you didn't have 59, you had 20, you had less, and now this kachal gets mixed into a second pot of meat. So there, out of my focus, do you need 59? Will 59 do in the second case as well, or no? Now we say that the kachal was ready also, and now you need shishim. Remember that? That was yesterday, right? So what the Taz said is the Machlokas Ram Rashba regarding the kachal which was cooked and then fell into another pot. And that is the case, let's bear in mind, of Basakal Durabana. That's not their bishul. This whole shir, this whole discussion last 2 days, is predicated on that which the Shulchan Aruch says in Av Simon. Their bishul as a Torah. Bishul means through fire, right? Transferring the flavor, we discussed earlier, transferring the flavor, the sinas tam, derech fire, derech cooking. Okay? So that's not, this is sitting in a in fact, some say it's tzonin b'tzonin, right? I forgot what the Shabbos said, right? It's sitting in a, it's a cold, it's cold, it's not Erev Bishul. It's only Bas V'Cholot drop on. So the question is now, we say, do you say Chaticha Nas Nevela there or not. According to the Rambam, it would appear that the Rambam, and that's how the Chaver Paskins the Halacha, that the Kachal in that situation does not become an Asas Nevelim. Because again, what happened? The Kachal was in a pot which had less than Shisha, or actually less than 59. You only needed 59. Whatever the reason, you only needed 59. You didn't have 59, so now the Kachal became awesome. What is the nature of the issue of the Kachal? The Kachal is as it was before. Okay, it was mixed into a pot of meat, but it was not bottled. Okay, it's like it was before. So says the Rambam. I think we saw the Rambam inside. No, the Rambam says that you mix it, the second falls down in the second pot of meat. It's going to be the same thing like before. In the Rambam's language, which in the Chaver Kapu is kiva rishon. Didn't he say like kiva rishon? Like before. Why? Evidently, this is the Taz explained. Evidently, the Rambam doesn't hold that the chaticha nasis nevela, that the kachal now that was usher. In that pot, there was no bittul against it, that the kachal became an nevela. Why not? Evidently, the Rambam doesn't believe that this concept of chaticha nasa nevela applies to basu chalav drabon. It's only basu chalav. When do we say chaticha nasa nevela? The discussion in our Mishnah, daf kuf ches, was what? Tipas chalav that land on a piece of meat in a cooking pot. That's mamish. That's basu chalav deraisa. The whole discussion, chaticha nasa nevela, the whole discussion is on basu chalav deraisa. But this case of kachal, unusual case, that's supposed to chalav drabonim, okay? So there, the Rambam apparently holds you don't say chaticha nasa nevela, and the Rashba says that you do. The Rashba says you do say chaticha nasa nevela, even on the drabonim. That's what Rashba said. That now that this kachal is just a regular piece of basal chalav, it's a regular nevela. Again, nevela term used loosely, regular nevela. Now you mix it in with the second pot of meat, and it's going to have the same din as any other iser in the akad shisha. The Rambam explained that this machlokas, again, is a question of how do we define bas v'cholav midrabbana, using the logic he said before. When we say that there's a mixture of bas v'cholav, what did Rambam say? We said our analysis was, is it a new entity called bas v'cholav, or is it more like bas v'cholav? So the Rambam said that according to the Rambam, the concept of bas v'cholav, right, they have this brand new halakhic entity, a new animal, a new compound, whatever, a new chemical compound. That's why Bas V'Cholav Daraisa. It's a Chiddush. The Torah says that's why Bas V'Cholav Daraisa. Okay, then it becomes Isu Machmas Atzma. Okay, Isu Machmas Atzma. But by Bas V'Cholav Drabbanan, that didn't do. Drabbanan can't create didn't create a new entity. When you have Drabbanan, it's like a regular Tarobis. It's Bas V'Cholav. This Chiddush that we have, at least according to many Rishonim. This chiddush we have according to many Rishonim, there's a din of basar v'cholav that's a new entity. We hold like that. Asar machmas atzmo, it becomes its own entity, not machmas belua, but its own entity. That's by basar v'cholav, deraisa. That's what the Torah declares. There are bishul, whatever svaras you want to use, right? There's bishul, it's transcendent flavor, everything we talk about. It becomes a new entity. That's not basar v'cholav deraisa. If you're basar v'cholav drabanan, no, that's basar v'cholav, right? It's not the Torah's bizarre issue, but rather basar that has a bli of cholav in it. Midrabanan, it's not basar v'cholav. Midrabanan, it's basar v'cholav, like other issue. And that's how. And there's no chalav shein or basar v'cholav on the chetz. In other words, to divide it up. And you know the old people know the sevus the difference by this drabanan. The Rabbanim did not create. You know, as long as the Rabbanim did not create a chefts, an isur chefts on the Rabbanim could declare an isur gavra. We're not allowed to eat this. We're not allowed to do that. But they couldn't create or didn't create an isur on a chefts. That is such a mistake. But in other words, let's go over here. Over here, what the Rabbanim declared was a boss of a call of the Rabbanim. You and I, we can't eat it. The Rabbanim declared a Jew can't eat this. That's the Rabbanim had the right to do. The Rabbanim cannot create a new chetz of Isser. Okay, then, you know, that's just conceptual. That's not what the Rabbanim did. The Rabbanim did not create new chetz of Isser. The Rabbanim declared, I'm the Gavra. If they tell us we can do this, we can't do that. We should do this, we shouldn't do that. But they didn't declare new chetz of Isser. So, it seems it says like that in one place, and it relates to here, but without going into that now. Do you understand what the Rabbi is saying in terms of the Sheikh of the Rambam? That's what the Rambam says with the Kachal. It's only Bas V'Cholav Drabbanim. So what did the Rabbanan say? You can't eat it. Okay, I can't eat it. It's basar v'cholav. That's basar v'cholav. But to say now that it's a new chetzah and now it's going to aser. It becomes a new item. That's the way. That's the way you could learn. All right. Now, and that's how the Mechaber paskins. And that's why whatever the din is by the kachal from the beginning, it remains the din of the kachal. So 59 is good here. 59 is good there. It's good in the later mixture and so on. Yeah. There's an asilus like that. It's a broader subject. I shouldn't have brought it up, you know, because another time maybe we'll talk about it. I thought people have heard of it. It's an important idea, but at least let's keep it out. Please. The way the Rav is explaining the Rambam here, I don't know if you look in that's Shira Rav, I don't know if he spells it, he brings up that. It doesn't matter, because even without that, even if you don't hold it's always true. And there are problems. People, you know, there's literature about it. There's literature. It's correct. It's always correct, but acceptable, whatever. But for right now, suffice to say that the way the Rav's explaining the Shita Rambam is that on a Doraisa level, the effect, the Isser Basel Cholov is a new Chemtz of Isser was created, so it's going to have its own dinin. And we're going to see Nafkaminis, I may not get to it now, but maybe, okay, not certain, so on Sunday. But on the Rabbanon level, it's called Basar Vichol. It's a regular Tarot, it's the regular dinim applied. So for whatever reason, Kachal is bottled to 59, you know, the Nun Tes, initially it remains like that. However, that's a Sheet of Machabe. However, the Rashba holds, okay, that no, even by Basar Vichol Rabbanon. They created a new Isser, so on the Rabbanon level, it's a new item, so we'll need Shishim against it in a second. Right, that's how the Rav learned up that Machlokes. The only problem is, parenthetically, that one second. It's a tenma, actually. Because that's very good with regards to yesterday's Machlokes, the Rashba and the Rambam, which is the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Mechaber, like by Kava. Right, the Mechaber is like the Rambam, the Rambam is like the Rashba. We said yesterday, right? One second. Today, we seem to say that the Rashba against the Rav Rishon. Rashba over here says, even by Basar V'chol Daraisa, it doesn't become a new chetzer. Right? We just said today that the Rashba doesn't seem to hold to this whole thing that it becomes its own entity and so on and so forth. Rashba says it's Basar V'chol, right? The Rashba, like the Tosas, that says the Blier can't travel, and it's not what's emitted from the meat and so on and so forth that impacts the other pieces, right? We just said today the Rashba seems to deny this whole principle. Now it comes out, Mamish. The Rav's logic is right. He said, wait a second. It comes out that by Basar V'chol Rabbanon, the Rashba will say, oh, yeah, it's its own entity. But he didn't say it by Daraisa. The Rashba seemed to deny that whole principle. So we didn't label any names of people. The Svaras work out very well. But now the Rashba was Shittoso. I'm going to say the Kasha. Like today he said that the Rashba doesn't seem to agree to this whole principle, that it becomes its own new item, its own new chetz of Isser. Okay, and yet what we're saying here is that on the Rabbanon level, he says, yeah.
Why couldn't you say that it's a finish in Hatzavela?
It still holds and becomes a new thing. But... So, very good. So, the Rav explained, I'm going to make sure I understand. Have I understood the question? Okay. Okay, so I think what the Rav is saying, more or less what you're saying. Okay. The problem is, Rashba seems to say to Isser Balua, okay. And therefore, you know, that's how Chatik HaTzavela is. He says, no. Because the Rashba admits, and we saw it really in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was explaining to the Torah. The right thing. Kol Zman, that it's together. Kol Zman, that the Cholov and the Basar are together in the piece of meat. The Rashba agrees also that it's Chatik HaTzavela. I know what you're saying. Right? That it's Chatik HaTzavela. Of course, the Rashba, that I said before, Rashba doesn't deny the principle of Chatik HaTzavela. And Kol Zman, the Basar and the Cholov are mixed together. What's the Rashba's disagreement? When it's cooked in a pot, the flavor now begins to come out. That's what we call Eshel HaFrido. The flavor separates them as a discussion. But Kol Zman, that the Basar and the Cholov are still Meurovim Zemzeh. So then each one is Takeh Machmas Gufo, Machmas Hatz. Again, Reb Chaim says, you look back at Reb Chaim, he says that in the writing. Okay, while they're together, in the mix together, in the mixtures, yeah, each one is also Machmas Atzma, not because of Balua. Okay? And the Rav brings an interesting concept to prove this point. There was a discussion, we had it briefly, it's part of Avodah Zarah, the end of Avodah Zarah, Ayin Dalet. Okay? thing called Chaticha Ruel Escape. Remember I mentioned the other day? There's a din that Chaticha Ruel Escape, a delicious, fancy piece of meat that you know, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I went out to a restaurant in New York City. And so, one of my children found out we were gone, so they surprised us and they called up and they do such a thing online now. Nice gift to somebody. Whatever. So they said, oh, they got the bill. Someone paid. But they didn't pay the whole bill. They only paid, they gave, I think, $125 a month. That was half the bill. We didn't eat so much. Some of these restaurants are very expensive. The cut of meat actually happens to be absolutely delicious. First meat that I've ever eaten. Really wonderful. I don't know if I would have known before how much was spent, I probably wouldn't have gone. Okay, so my daughter bailed this out by paying the half. Still. But I that's a kind of people this guy. It wasn't just like a half a apple. And this was, it happened to be delicious. So I guess, you want to go once to experience the dating with your wife out for a special occasion. I can tell you later the restaurant. Very good. Really very good. But it wasn't cheap. But that's Chaticha Liskabe. The thing is that a Chaticha Liskabe is not bottle. Okay, even though a Chaticha is bottle, the Shishim, but Chaticha Liskabe, and again, you may have that in Bates in the call, Chaticha Liskabe is a little bit out of low bottle. Okay? Now, the din of Chaticha Liskabe is true only if the Isser, that's not bottle, it's always going to be also the Gromain also, is only in an Isser that's also Machmas Hasma. Okay? If the piece became Usser because of a Belias, so then that's not going to be called a Chaticha Liskabe. And the reason is pretty simple, because the Belia is not really Liskabe. Right? The Belia is not really Liskabe. The Belia is a little drop of whatever it is. So it's the piece that's really Liskabe. Okay? And, and one of the examples that Mara talks about there is Basar B'chalav as being a Chaticha Liskabe. So if that's the case, the Rebbe pointed out, so everybody agrees then that Basar B'chalav is what? It's Machlas Atzvah. Right? Since the Gemara brings up, and the Rishonim bring up Basar B'chalav, a piece of Basar B'chalav, as an example of a case where Chaticha Liskabe comes into the discussion, and Chaticha Liskabe is only by an Isser Machmas Atzmo. So then, it sounds like the Gemara itself is saying that the Basar B'chalav is Isser Machmas Atzmo. So how can the Rashba and we send posters and say not so? So what's the answer? Nobody says not so. Everybody agrees. When they're together, when the boss or chalav are in the thing, then it's taka chaticha, then it's taka also machmas atzma. We wanted to see. I printed the Marma Komas, the run on the Riff and Kulin. Well, I'm involved in Beis the page of the Riff, right? We have it over here. I don't know if you know it. Well, it says Chosu Rabosena Tzorfasim. Okay, that we don't say chaticha liskabe ena b'teilo other than when it's iser machmas atzma, and boss or chalav is chaticha is machmas atzma. So the Ron says that you'll look it up later because I don't read it now. But again, it's Lama Vavit and Lama Kama. Lama Vavit basically quotes Rabbi Sein Atzofasi. Okay, in the Shulchan Aruch, Simkuf Aleph. That's the Simkuf Chaticha Liskabe, our elders. In the Shulchan Aruch, Simkuf Aleph, Sif Aleph. Chaticha Liskabe, Dina Kiberia, Dafila Be'elef Lo B'Teilo. Beria means a living creature. That's another thing. There are certain things which people doesn't apply. We'll get there. One of these is a beria. If you have a beria means a living, it's an entity in and of itself. So it can be less than shishim, but because it's an organ, it's an organic, it's an organism by itself, so it's not bought. Okay. Anyway, chatir koskabe dina kiberi da fil belof lo betele. Okay? That's in Sifah. Sifah, he writes, any law din chatir koskabe, this whole din of chatir koskabe, it says in the Mechaber, which is in Kuf Aleph, near this it pays. Ela in Kani Sura Machmas Atzmo, unless it's usher because of itself, could go nevela, like a trade piece of meat. Upasur Bechalo. Chaber gives an example. That's from the Gemara like that. Whenever they're on, The Chaber gives that as an example. Okay? And the Taz, by the way, it's a cotton dalet. There explains why, because it says, because the Ha'ena Balu, it was coming, right? The blia inside is not really stopping. It's only the piece itself. But anyway, so and the shach there, it's called Gimel, says by Bas B'chalav, he says each thing by itself is mutter. It's only usher. It's only usher when you combine them, like we said already many times. So then the whole thing becomes like one group, one thing. So the Rav explains, you see clearly that everybody agrees that when basur b'cholov, you have a paste which is a mixture of meat and milk together, then it's also machmas atzma nafalu. And even Rashba holds like that. Everybody holds like that. No argument. Rashba just holds that after this efshel hafrido, after that, when it's in a pot and the liquid comes out, then can it go back? And again, I'm saying the Rav said this, but Lamaisa, Rav Chaim said it. If you go look back at that Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said it, explaining the Bible. Okay, it's chosum lehetera, and it goes back to where it was before. Right? Therefore, it's only considered also achmasatzel when it's taka mixed together, taka bas v'cholov. But if, as a result of cooking and stirring and whatever else, the cholov oozes out now, the cholov comes out of this piece, so then that's when the Rashba says the meat remains also because of nisur balua, but it's not also machmasatzel. The Rashba paskins that if they have a piece of meat on the wood, a drop of milk, so that very piece of meat is going to be also because of chatir hanas nevela, and that's also machmas atzma. But inside a pot with other pieces of meat, where the issue is now, does the milk impact the other piece? And then we're going to say that unless there's gravy or something to move the milk around, you only have to, and if not, and you can just go, you can shower just against the milk, and the milk won't go without rotor. Okay. Another thing I mentioned there, it's in some Kufay Siv Zayin, is a side point, but the Shohar Paskins, that a Chatira only passes what's next to it. We may as well see it inside. One other R just to see the same thing. Okay? Everyone has to agree to this. It's in Kufay Siv Zayin. Ha de Chatichas Isur Oseris Chaverta Benigiyosa, that which one piece can ask for another piece just by touching, Dafke Ki Shisura Machmas Atzma. So again, you see that everybody, that's the most point, everybody has to agree that, unless it's something that's about Papaya and so on, the Paz there says, an example of Isur Masma Machmas Atzma is Basar B'Cholov, okay? So if you have meat, cooking, hot meat, touching hot cheese, so that's an example of Basar Machmas Atzma. But inside a pot, it's not going to assert the other pieces, because then it's an Isur B'Cholov. So that's how we're talking. Okay. The truth of the matter is that the shach over there, it's in the Kuf Hei, it's in the Zion. The shach asks, according to Rashba, it's mashal the bas v'cholov does not become, it's not available for this purpose. Okay, and he basically answers like we were saying before, no, that even the Rashba will hold that way. Even the Rashba will have to hold that way. So Rashba holds, and it doesn't seem like anybody argues with that. Everyone agrees. The bas v'cholov is an isa machmas atzma and they're mixed together. Okay, the only question is when they're separated, they go back, so to speak, to their heter, and then you can have it. So coming around now to our issue, the Rav explains that therefore, according to the Rashba, he can hold very well. This chaticha nas in the veil, even by bas v'cholov rabbanon. Why not? Rashba doesn't disagree with the whole principle of chaticha nas in the veil, and the Vishra machmas atzma either. That's only when they're combined. And therefore he says it'll be the same thing by the rabbanon. Therefore he'll say the kachal, he's going to paskin that you need shishim against it. Not enough 59, you need shishim against it. Okay? Because according to him, the Chachamim instituted Bas V'chol Tarbonim, came the Raisa, the same thing. The same thing we had it before. However, and the Efshel Afrido is mutter, but only when they mix together, so it's going to be the same thing here. The Rambam, who paskins like the Ra'od, whatever the robe is showing, holds by Bas V'chol of the Raisa, who say that it's Machmas Gufo for all purposes. It's machmer, so to speak, against the Rashba. It's going to be Isra Machmas Atzma even after we're separated. Even if Shalafrido, it doesn't matter, right? That's where the Rambam and the other Rishonim are more stringent, so to speak, than the Rashba. It retains its status as Isra Machmas Atzma even after the Cholov's gone out. Even if, for all purposes, it's always going to be considered Machmas Atzma. Even if they separated later, it's still considered Isra Machmas Atzma. It never disappears. It's a Chetz of Isra, so to speak. But at the same time, the Rambam is more the word makel against the Rashba. Will say, but we're not going to consider it in as a separate Chetzer, just that the Gaber can't eat it. And therefore, the Rambam paskins that Basel Chol Drabbanan is an Isra Achila, but that's why there's also going to be no Isra Hano Rishon, because there's no Chetzer Isra. This is an important point, which we know again in the next discussion, but the Rambam is of the opinion, the only time we have Isser Hanah on Bas V'Cholov is when it's Bas V'Cholov Doraisa. Like the Chumrah of Bas V'Cholov, that is Isser Hanah, is only on Isser when it's Doraisa. Why? Why? Because Isser Hanah is, so to speak, is a din in the Chavtzah. If there's a Chavtzah, if there's a Chavtzah Isser, so then you can talk about an Isser Hanah. But if there's no Chavtzah Isser, so then it's not an Isser Hanah. So if you hold by Moshe Tal Rabbanah, they don't say Chatik Hanah Tzedel, just that they said you're not allowed to eat it, so then the Hanah is going to be good. But that's how the Rambam writes. Parak Tas, the Vilchas Mahalas of Surus, Halacha Dalet. Same paragraph we got before, Halacha Dalet. Okay, he says, it's important later, he says, Right, something is only Sarop is only Drabana. We have to get that later. Something is only Drabana, us Drabana, there's no it's Hanok, because not Nisan a Chetzin. Okay, not Nisan a Chetzin. And the truth of the matter is the Rambam seems to say the same thing. I put it in the Mamma Homas, just listing it up. Okay. The Rambam says that it's Hamat Samatsa, Park Alam, Alam Alam text, you all know this deal, right? But you know the name, that Shah Hamishis, right? You know, once this, oh, we do have it. It says, Osu Chacham Lecho Chometz Mitchil Shah Shishis, right? You know this name. Now that I eat Chometz an hour of Pesach, even before Chatzos, now an hour before, 2 hours, we're not going to have to get rid of it. I don't know. And so there comes a point when there's not allowed to eat at the beginning of the fifth hour, not allowed to eat, there's Nisa Hanah, right? You can't eat the chametz past a certain point. You have to sell it in another hour. You know what I'm talking about, right? Erev Pesach, Erev Zman, Erev 32, 1127, whatever those principles, the latest time to eat chametz, the latest time to dispose of your chametz. Anyway, so along those lines, the Ramban says, the Rambam rather says, there can be the Isra Achila chametz, but not an Isra Hanah. Okay, so the Brisker Rav there, the condition of the Grizz, on this Zema Levi, on that Rambam, Erev Aleph, the chametz Machla, the chametz Machla, the Tetz, he says, because really, the Isser of Chametz as a Chefza of Chametz doesn't start till afterwards. Okay? It's a Chefza shall Isser. So then once it's a Chefza of Isser, you cannot distinguish Chametz between Achil and Hanah. The Torah is clear, there's an Isser Achil on Chametz, there's an Hanah on Chametz. So you can't distinguish the two between the two once you are dealing with Chametz as an Isser Chefza. Then it's going to be also about, no, how can you have an extra hour, extra time to have an hour and not eat? You can't be. But, Kozman, the Chachamim just said you can't eat Chametz. They didn't label it a Chetzah Shalisser. The Mela Hanah still looked at. That's the novel's explanation. Okay, they just answered. Just say the same thing over here. The same thing over here. The Rambam and those who agree with him hold that by boss of a Kolob Rabbanon, it's not considered it's a Chetzah, right? And therefore it's Mutab Hanah. That's in other words, if you hold by what's called Rabbanan, you don't say Chatichan Asa the Mail and so on. There's no new, the way we explained it, that it's a new Chatzim Isser. So there's no new Chatzim Isser. So no, it's Hano. That's how that's using that same idea to explain over here. You know, the way we said it. Okay, so there's just a couple of things that I want to finish up on Sunday. As I mentioned, what I'm going to do on Sunday, I'll give the Daniel and Mama next week's Europe. But hopefully on Sunday, the plan is go through without any fancy, I'm just going to go through 10 or 12 points that we've discussed in one fashion or another. Just halacha lemaisa, what's the din by bishal habishal? What's the din by eating it? So, okay, there, I know, whatever things that we touched upon, just to go over what the consensus is in terms of psak halacha. So, Sunday shiva, it will just be, you know, straight with the psak halacha, sometimes in the hokus, okay? But just to go over the shitas, just to finish with. Again, we do a lot of yisodas. I think that I plan to do that from time to time, just to devote one shiur just to going over. Acharei close hakol of the ma'ase. How do we? What's our office? So that'll be on Sunday. I'll try to do it on Sunday, but I do want to finish up with this last piece. One other important thing: a couple of halachic nafkaminas between this issue of whether it's nisa balua. Besides, we saw already a couple of other nafkaminas halachic whether it's nisa balua is a nachmasatz. Okay, wish everybody a good Shabbos.